From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's alleged meddling in Arab affairs. The Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, speaking Sunday at an emergency Arab League session, accused the Islamic Republic of intentionally failing to protect Saudi diplomatic posts. Saudi Arabia requested the session to discuss the attacks on its embassy in Tehran, which followed the kingdom's execution of prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr earlier this month. The Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi called for diplomats meeting in Cairo to adopt a strong and clear common position, calling on Iran to stop all forms of interference in the affairs of Arab nations. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen after a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The missile struck the Shiara Hospital in Razeh district of Sada province, according to the aid group's statement. The MSF says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital as well as surrounding buildings. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns the Islamic State is gaining ground in the province that borders Pakistan. Addressing the meetings in the capital of Jalalabad, Ghani stressed that the government is determined to prevent Daesh from establishing bases in Afghanistan and that the defense ministry will intensify the bombing of IS bases in the province. This is VOA News.